It was very strange walking into an airport without a passport. First time ever, I think, in my life. But thankfully, I've met John Mitchell from the British Council, who armed me, probably the wrong terminology to use, judging the current location, who equipped me with my passport and freshly stamped Pakistani work visa, which looks very nice, and another one for the collection. I'm sure world travel is absolutely nothing at all foreign, if you excuse the pun, to John Mitchell, who's been working for the British Council now for how long?
I've been working for the British Council for 10 years and have... Well, I started off very briefly in London for about 3 months and then spent 4 years in Hungary, then went down to Zambia as country director in Lusaka. I was there for 3 years and then went up and opened a new office in Algeria. And I was there for 3 years and came back to London in the summer. So I've been away for 10 years now, really.
10 years. Any particular places that really stand out in your mind as you'd go back there?
I think any of the places, really. I mean, Zambia, we just absolutely loved living there. It was just a fantastic quality of life. We loved the people, we loved the country, the sort of the wildlife, the whole place. We lived in Lusaka, which is about 6 hours drive from Victoria Falls, so we could go down there easily. We lived about 2 hours, 3 hours drive from Kafue National Park, which is about the same size as Wales. And we just loved Zambia in particular, and the people. I guess anywhere you go, it's the people that really make somewhere, and Zambian people were just fantastic.
Definitely, it's the first thing, you know, when people say, you know, you've been to a few places, what's the most important thing for you? And it's always the people. And as a result of seeing people in all different guises, a lot of the world does, to a certain extent, become very similar, because you get angry people, sad people, happy people. But it's when, for me, you go to places like Laos, everybody just seems to be happier more than they are angry or anything else. It really makes a place.
Zambia was just the same as that. I mean, there was a lot of poverty, a lot of sadness, a lot of AIDS. The national AIDS average is roughly 20%, and there's a lot of really big problems. The people were just happy. They were just cheerful. And funnily enough, at a wedding recently in the UK, I bumped into somebody, a Zambian, and it just took us back immediately, because he was just sort of, he had that happy sort of, happy smile to him.
A positive outlook.
Yeah, it was absolutely great.
That's great stuff. So it must be quite rewarding in a way to be part of an organisation that strives to make a difference. There's a lot of confusion still in people's minds around what exactly the British Council do. So can you explain it in a paragraph? What do the British Council do?
I'm not sure about in a paragraph, but in a couple of sentences. We're a cultural relations organisation. And so essentially we look to link people in overseas countries to people in the UK. We predominantly work with young people, with the leaders of tomorrow, and we work in these sort of areas of education and arts and English. We're world leaders in English. We're working in climate change at the moment, but within these areas we work to link people together. We're not trying to change climate, but we're linking people in the UK and people in overseas countries who are interested in climate change. So in some ways you might say we're almost a bit of a networking organisation, but really it's cultural relations.
Fantastic. Building bridges culturally. I like it. Right then, I might return momentarily to the bar, not long till the flight. Thanks very much, John.
Thank you.